This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
As expected, once all this stuff happened, from the Dominican Republic, people getting sick, you know, local news stations will be out trying to find people to talk to see if they got sick as well. And in Metro Detroit, they have found some people. One legitimate one, I don't know. Here's the first one. Okay. A Metro Detroit tourist said she suffered a health scare in the Dominican Republic as well recently. And here's her story from Fox 2 News.
And I start to get the appetizers, and I just felt really just sick. Like, my chest was starting to feel really heavy, and I was like, I can't breathe.
Natalie Stanley is just one of dozens of tourists sickened while visiting the Dominican Republic. She and her husband traveled there June 9th. She fell ill 2 days later after they went to dinner. He had a beer. She had a mixed drink.
I told him that there's something seriously wrong with me because I was shaking, like, uncontrollably. My jaw started clenching, and then my pupils were really dilated. Like, every 30 minutes, I had to run to the bathroom. And then my husband's like, are you really shaking that bad? I was like, yes.
Natalie and her husband cut their trip short and flew back to the States the next day. At least 9 Americans have died in the Dominican Republic over the past year. Now the country, along with the FBI and CDC, are investigating.
They brought in the FBI to do toxicology analysis to see if there's something going on with the alcohol at the different resorts or things, you know, distribution of alcohol in the Dominican Republic. They're looking at the different cases to see what has been going on.
David Fishman heads up the Cadillac Travel Group and says while the stories coming out of the Dominican Republic are tragic, they're also rare. Even so, international travelers should keep some things in mind.
Don't ever travel by yourself anywhere, even if it's on resort property, by yourself. Especially at night. If you put down your drink, you lose track of it, go get another drink. If that bartender doesn't pour your drink for you, don't take it. Don't take a drink from someone that's a stranger and brings you a drink.
As questions mount about what's happening in the Dominican Republic, the Minister of Tourism said in a statement, "We are confident that we can provide a definitive answer as soon as possible. You can also be sure that the necessary measures will be taken to make the country even safer for all visitors."
I think that if you're going to go, you should proceed with caution. However, I don't think it's a good idea right now until the investigation is completed.
Hear that, Jason?
No, for Natalie, she went to go see a doctor after getting back to the States. She had some drug tests done. The results came back negative, but she's still waiting on the results of some blood work, hoping to get some insight into what happened to her in the Dominican Republic.
So that's the first one. The second one is dad and his son from Rochester Hills, Michigan. They went to the Dominican Republic as well. To me, this is just stupidity, not anything to be worried about. But here's their story from WXYZ-TV.
I mean, this is so strange that this is happening.
A few days after returning from what was supposed to be a relaxing family getaway in the Dominican Republic,
I'm just losing all my fluids. I can't keep anything down.
Scott Mushong's 17-year-old son, Evan, vacationing with his parents and friends for a senior trip, was also sick.
I kind of thought I was invincible sort of thing. You know, I had heard about my parents warned me about it, like, listen, don't drink the water, don't do anything like that, but I continue to drink the water.
So this guy's just an idiot. He shouldn't make the news. He just had the runs.
Yeah.
He drank the water. So let's not do stories about people getting the poops when they go to the Dominican, because there would be a million stories.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, the half my travel group got the runs, but does it mean that they were poisoned or, you know, no. It's just sometimes you go to a foreign land.
Right, anywhere.
You drink the water or
your system's not used to their stuff.
They use water in ice cubes or in their mixed drink, whatever they do to water their booze down.
If I went to the news every time I had the runs, I'd be like, I'd need a 24-hour news network to accommodate me.
Yeah.
The runs. That's what it's called.
This is ANN. It's News Network. WRNS, the runs.
We're checking in with Green Bean again. Still got the runs, bud? Yeah, just, was it from the Dominican? No, just Michigan. Haven't really gone anywhere. DNN, Diarrhea News Network. I'm here live on my toilet again. I have diarrhea yet again. I just wanted to check in with you guys. Oh.
Yeah, it'd be more breaking news if I had a solid poop.
Yeah, I know. That's a bigger story. This just did. I think it's a solid. Nope, still diarrhea.
There it goes. It was just kind of like a plug.
Yeah, it was hard at the end and soft in the middle, you know?
That's it for me.
Back to you.
The Runs Network.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another update now. Yep. Let's just head to that report live. Oh. Hello, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Still got the runs. I'm running out of toilet paper now. That seems to be a real issue.
Hello, Matthew Chance here, live outside of Andy Green's bathroom.
Is there somebody out there?
It's true. You can hear the noises. You can smell something foul. Something very foul is afoot. Listen to him now.
Oh! What is it, Wednesday? English
Wednesday,
news guy.
Yes, Wednesday.
How'd you get in here? How'd you get into my home?
I can't even tell you that.
You shimmied in somehow?
I shimmied down your chimney.
Yeah, that's what the English do, I hear.
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Diarrhea News Network.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Still got diarrhea.
24-hour
diarrhea.
It's day 47
watch.
Of Poop Watch with Andy Green.
Fake news.
Oh, you want to see? You want to see how fake this news is? Prove it.
I can't believe anybody.
You want to be a journalist? I got something for you to journal about. Look at that.
I'm Willie Waters. I don't believe anything about anything. Let me see that.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's real.
Yeah, I have the runs. That's...
Don't do that. That's too much.
This one's called relaxing diarrhea noises.
How does that go together? That doesn't
seem
relaxing.
So, like, people,
relaxing.
They don't listen to ocean sounds or waterfalls?
The account's called Real Beefy Farts. And it's spelled all kinds of way.
James, this is your account.
Yes. Maybe.
Relaxing diarrhea noises.
Why do you think
noises?
I take the microphones in the bathroom with me all the time?
Yeah, that's smart. I'm not...
What kind of channel is that?
It's just a dude relaxing with really bad diarrhea.
That is bizarre. Anyway, so yeah, back to this. Let's finish the story here. But they just drank the water, and so they're making the news. I don't think it should be a deal.
Chunk's nightmare comes on the heels of 8 American deaths following illnesses.
Nightmare? The poops is not...
It's what the news has to do.
Pooping out your a-hole shouldn't be a nightmare.
They didn't find anyone better.
Dominican Republic in the last 12 months. Most of those deaths were travelers staying in higher-end, all-inclusive resorts, like the Mushongs did. It's still unclear what caused the deaths or reports of illnesses. Evan, who says dozens of his friends also got sick, heard about the deaths prior to his trip, but didn't think much of it.
I was kind of like, oh, I'm not going to get affected because I've gone to Mexico twice where the water has the same issue.
Scott's doctor told him he contracted E. coli. Evan never got an official diagnosis.
I think I definitely learned my lesson about not drinking the water and watching what I'm eating.
Currently, the State Department
reports
U.S. citizens
to
exercise increased...
But that's it. They're just... Everyone's looking for their story to tie into this, right? And they only could find a couple that got the runs.
That's, yeah, he had the poops and he's
on the
news.
How many times did the dad meet with the news to tell him about the diarrhea?
He was like in his office. He's like going off. Like, how much diarrhea talk could he have given him?
A lot.
He's like moving his arms a bunch. He's in another office. He's out on a scene somewhere.
This is how he started it all.
I mean, this is so strange.
In his home?
This is happening.
A few days
after. It's not strange at all.
Dude, Chuck, all your friends should be on the news.
I know.
Getaway in the Dominican Republic.
I didn't know diarrhea got you on the news.
All my fluids.
Hello, publicity.
Down.
Yeah.
Scott Mouche.
Just losing all my fluids.
Oh.
Yeah, the Bowel Movement Network.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
So yeah, that shouldn't make news. The other girl, she was genuinely ill.
I think
right?
She was really sick. Yeah.
More than just the poops.
It was from booze, too. They must have had the exclusive.
Here's a teenager saying he didn't listen to advice, drank the water, and got sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe this is happening.
No, that's exactly what happened.
That's not a nightmare.
You're in a foreign
it's
land.
It's just dumb reality.
That is the exact thing that will happen to you.
Of course it is. So let's not do poop stories
no,
news if
don't
we
stop
can,
doing
please.
That.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start here with a listener from an email because, wow, this guy had quite an event. He said, I want to be anonymous for this one. This actually happened a while ago. He said, it happened when I was 20 and I was living outside of town. I work in tech repair, so phones, computers, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, the priest from my church showed up at my place of work.
Yeah.
So we talked for a few minutes. He ends up inviting me to get dinner at Red Lobster. Well, I thought the guy was pretty cool, and I can't resist their biscuits. So I said, yeah, sure. Things were going great at dinner. No creepy vibes. But then he says,
those biscuits will make you go for dinner with a priest.
Our biscuits are so good, you'll have dinner with a priest.
That's how good they are.
That's how good they are.
I kind of get it. Yeah, Cheddar Bay biscuits are so delicious.
You hear about Lisa? Yeah.
Went to dinner with a priest just to get biscuits. Weird.
So he said
she's going this weekend with a rabbi.
All again for biscuits. He said things are going fine, no creepy vibes. But then
I dropped my biscuit.
He asked, hey, would you mind coming back to my house because I really could use your help with my computer?
Oh, man.
Now, somehow I still didn't see this as strange.
Well, he's a priest, you know.
Once again, I accepted. So we get to his house. I take my shoes off, and then he leads me into his office area.
Right over here.
I sit down at his desk. I logged in, and while I'm asking him questions about what seems to be the trouble with your computer, I felt him reach down and tickle my feet while he had this creepy giggle.
Right, I call it the priest.
Listen. You hear that? That's a priest. Somewhere around
here. I had a priest wash my feet.
You're right.
Yeah, bolted out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Peace be with you. Peace be with your feet.
Peace be with your feet. He said, finally, it started clicking and I got the weird vibes. And I said, you know what? I actually need to get going. Then I get to the doorway.
Don't you go anywhere.
I put my shoes back on. He asked if he could have a hug before I left.
No.
God.
What the hell?
Priest. Altar boy.
Since he paid for my Red Lobster, I said, sure. Well, as soon as he hugged me, he kissed and licked my neck.
Oh, God! Well, Jesus.
More than a hug.
Ew.
That's a priest.
That had a delay on Elisa. Like, I saw
her. She said to think about it.
Literally, you'll have to go back and watch the tape. She's like,
Processing.
Ooh. It took her a while. Like, it started at her feet.
That's not worth the biscuit.
No.
Please, no.
You can make them at home.
You can.
Yeah, that's what me and the altar boy guys just called the priestly goodbye.
He said, I finally said, what the F? And stepped back, and then I turned to run out the door. Before I could even get to my car, he runs out after me and says, wait, I'm so sorry. Can I give you a TV?
What? A TV?
This guy is crazy.
This gets on a TV.
He just bought a TV for you. They give me baskets of money, and I cover my tracks.
How big was the TV?
The boys.
He said, at this point, I was so confused and freaked out, I wasn't sure what to do, so I just said, yeah, I'll take your TV.
He took the TV.
This guy's even crazy. Yeah, I'll take a hug. Yeah, I'll take your free TV. You didn't
anything.
Touch me TV.
He'll take anything.
Did the priest have a bunch of TVs in the back for when he, like,
no, he actually, it was one, it was his TV. He walked out with a pretty decent flat screen TV. He put it in the trunk of my car. He said, I'm so sorry. And I drove away.
So that was his, he had to shut up.
Right. Here's the shut up TV. He said, this happened 7 years ago. I've only told two other people about this, but I still have the TV to this day.
So every time he looks at that TV, thinks of that priest.
Yeah, that sucks.
Licking your neck and giving you a kiss.
Oh, God.
I apologize. I've gone too far. Take my TV. Have it for years.
So creepy.
I love that new song, Peace and Seduction by Chuck the Freak.
Starts in her feet.
Yeah, she was like, starts in her feet.
Oh, jeez. It's dirty.
Oh, my God.
Gross now. Really gross now.
Yeah, it took a while for Lisa to really get how creepy that was. Oh. It's totally creepy.
He's a naive younger guy. He was only 20, right? And he just thought this was a really nice man who was his.
No.
It was his priest taking him out to dinner.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It all seemed above board to him until the kiss and lick. Until
always,
the feet tickle and then the kiss and lick.
It's always above board until.
Yeah. Did he leave the church?
He doesn't mention what happened to the priest. I guess he didn't say anything, obviously, about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a day he'll never forget, right?
The guy who washed my feet ran out of town.
Before you got married?
No, he was there for that.
Yeah.
But then he, something else, he got accused of something else and then skipped town with one of the older altar people.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Scandalous.
Guy.
Yeah, of course.
So many people are saying the TV probably has a camera in it. There's so many people.
How many years ago was it?
7. I mean, that would be probably pretty advanced for 7 years ago, right?
I don't know, man. It's a priest. I feel like the priests that are in trouble are up on like the highest level of spy technology.
I know what you're saying.
Why would you give him a TV? This is a great point.
This is weird.
Feel free to pleasure yourself watching this new TV.
Watch all the porn you like on it.
Watch all the porn.
Oh, no.
He took my TV.
Check out that TV.
Hidden inside a creepy little camera that I record the guys with.
This is wild. What a wild tale.
It is a wild tale. Someone said, if you look at the big picture, he got a free dinner and a TV. All he had to do was get his feet tickled and his neck licked. Not bad.
Mm.
That's bad. You look at things differently. Other people are saying they would take the TV, no problem. You take the TV every time.
Well,
we can't get our text messages for these things.
Yeah.
Because every time they're like, I'd let somebody just do anything for me for a popcorn maker.
Are you serious?
Exactly. You can have your way with me for a brand new popcorn maker.
For my own uncle.
My God.
I felt compelled to text in.
It's true. That's so true.
They'll
do anything.
Yeah, it is. People's like, not boundaries, but, you know, they're it's totally different than other people.
Yeah. Well, it's people that text in have different.
Yeah, they do. It's a different breed, the texters.
I think most people that are not texting and just listening
They probably wouldn't
agree with us.
Wouldn't take that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone said now he knows how it feels to be a woman.
Mm. Oh, well, sure.
I guess. Yeah.
A priest will do that to you. I'll make you feel like a lady.
Extra salty because he didn't even get 4K.
No, there was no 4K.
Exactly.
There.
What was it? Best case scenario?
1080p.
Yeah. I was going to say maybe. Probably 720p.
Yeah, 720p. Amateur TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably should have said something to someone about it, but I guess at a 20-year-old guy, that's the problem, though. That's what a lot of male victims say, that they just were embarrassed. They didn't want to tell anyone about it.
Also, he took a TV.
Well,
you're right.
He shouldn't have took the TV and then maybe told someone, but then the church would just say, didn't happen.
Oh, they would have
covered it up.
Yeah, they would have just transferred him. We all know that.
Yeah.
At least should have asked for about the Blu-ray player he had, too. Like, you're going to.
Yeah.
I should ask for more stuff.
What else you
got? I got your TV. You probably don't need the Blu-ray player. I'll just take that.
You're going to have to pass that basket around a bit more.
I'm going to say I'm pretty sure he went a little further than just neck licking. Well, I think the priest was, he was making a move. That was his move.
I didn't know they had prizes like the Price is Right. You want an Oculus Rift?
I got one. Hold on.
A brand new V-Dub. Bug.
Let's see what's behind this door.
Sorry about licking your neck and touching your feet. That's the one we have for him, Jesus.
Jesus.
He's like, well, that is a dynamite showcase today because we have a brand new Astro Van and a trip to the Dominican Republic. Back to heaven for me.
The voice of God is the voiceover.
Yeah, he's like, hello.
Time to play The Price is Right.
The priest, the priest is right.
The priest is right.
Oh my goodness, what a weird situation.
It's a wild time there. It is a wild time. I didn't get any prizes.
What do we have for him, Jesus?
I tell you, we've had a lot of good stuff.
Someone said, I would love to see the shocking look on this dude's face when you guys just said there's probably a camera in his TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a slim chance, but I'd still check it out.
The gifts, it's just a manipulation thing.
Yeah, that's
it.
If you take the thing, then you won't say something. Right. That's the deal. I didn't know if any of my altar boy buddies got any gifts. I'm not sure. We went through about 3 priests in about 6 months, though. So
really?
Oh, dude. That's crazy. Something was going on.
Oh, there's one. Someone, there's another one of our texters. Start the bidding war. I'm selling my virgin ass. There you go. That's lovely. Just a texter.
And there was a guy who would have done anything for pretty much a popcorn maker. He just laid it right out there.
Popcorn.
Are you serious? Delicious, salty, buttery popcorn? Yeah, have your way with my butt.
Yeah.
With my butt.
Lick whatever you want.
Oh, God.
Love yours.
Anyway, that was his story, and he just felt like he had to get it off his chest.
I hope he feels better.
I guess.
The only thing that, like, I mean, I know the guy is an utter perv, but at least he concentrated on someone who was 20 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, because usually it's not that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A sex doll company is offering a special service for people whose spouses die. They'll make a replica of your spouse as a sex doll.
So you can
keep banging them for eternity.
Cry and cry and cry.
Do you love your partner so much that if they pass, you'd get a sex doll made out of them? Or hell no. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us too at 46969. Now, I love my wife to death.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid she passes before me.
Right.
I wouldn't go this route. I'm not going to bang
She might go this route.
Okay, yeah,
relax,
she would.
Relax.
She likes to, you know, create things with images.
Yeah.
I was like, where is Lisa going with this?
She likes to
create things with images.
We need some extra silicone.
All right. It is a
little bit of rubber.
Okay. I just wouldn't be into banging an Amber doll.
It's a weird thing.
You'll miss boobs, though, you know?
Oh, I definitely will miss boobs, but that, I mean, I'll move on.
That's a reveal.
Don't worry, I'll have new boobs in my hand.
Lickety split. I feel like Amber would want me to eventually, not right away, but eventually move on.
I'd give it a couple of weeks.
Come on, longer than that. I'm just saying, I wouldn't. You know,
I feel like his service is like very predatory or something, you know?
Well, it's weird. I mean, they're it's not so predatory because they're capitalizing on someone who's a little bit
loony. Got a case of loonies.
I'm less upset at you when you're just capitalizing on loony people.
Right. But okay, so let's just say this is your parent. Like, Chuck, you go over, God forbid, again.
Yes.
Your mom
yes.
passes
yes.
and the Brister gets a Linda doll made.
He's not going to.
I know, but he did. Let's just say he did.
That doll will look a lot different. That doll is going to be stacked.
It would just be a very, as a kid.
6 foot one blonde bombshell. I do, it does make me wonder who my dad, like, because it would be some old timey, like, I wonder who he thought, like, that's the most beautiful woman.
Like Farrah Fawcett? Or
you know
older?
What I mean? But it would be older than that.
Wow.
You know?
You don't know who he
I don't know. I don't
in.
Know who he would have thought is like the hottest.
6 foot one blonde bombshell.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. James Bond girl or. Yeah.
Like, what's his type? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean.
Who he thought was like the prettiest.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, weird. I don't know. I think I would be incredibly uncomfortable if my dad, say, all of a sudden had a. Linda doll made if she passed, right?
Yeah, like how not real right. healthy to probably.
And then he's in the shower with it and no. all that.
Okay,
you
come
know,
on, come on.
You know,
man.
It'd be weird, Dave.
Lizzo.
So, would you want this? Would you want a sex doll of your partner made if they passed? 1-855-954-6969 if you want to chime in on this. We asked people to vote on this online on our Facebook page. Just, you know, tell us what you think. Would you do it? And it's more people would be into it than you might think. So far, 9% say yes, they'd want a sex doll replica made of their partner if they died.
90%. Well, at least that's no. still a ton of no's, thank God.
Well, yeah, but yeah. still, like, almost yeah. 10% of the people who took the poll would want something like that.
Tough to explain when you're trying to move on. That it's, you've got this.
Well, then one day, yeah. inevitably, if you do move back into the human realm, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta get rid of that, sorry.
Uh-huh.
So, funny enough, we talked about this woman yesterday, the woman who was running the sex doll business out of her basement, the rent-a-doll.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're doing this documentary on her, she spoke on the morning show there in the UK, and her company now is the one offering this service of where they'll make a doll for, you know, the one that you love that has passed.
Mm-hmm. Loneliness issues.
Yes.
Addressing loneliness. Possibly.
I thought there was a second guest, it's just a doll.
If you've lost a partner. Have you had people who've come to you and said, I mean, essentially, the bottom line, will you make a doll of my dead partner?
Yes, I have actually had it. Loneliness is a massive issue in the UK. And I think one of the most surprising aspects of this industry for me has been that, really, it is not all seedy and sexual. It really isn't. I have lots of customers that genuinely come to me and, you know, they want a doll for comfort purposes only. And I think that is fantastic. I think in that case, I'm fulfilling my job by providing comfort to somebody in their time of need. That, you know, it's just all pornographic, but it really isn't.
Comfort.
Every single day that I go into work and I get requests for certain dolls, and I find that customers, they open up and they explain the reasons why, and I genuinely believe they are for comfort reasons.
I don't know.
She brought that doll with her, I think, that guy banged the eye out of.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah. Oh. You might be right.
Yeah, I think that's her.
I thought that doll looked familiar when I was posting it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not the same doll,
is it? Probably that she can't sell it now, so she just takes it around as a...
It's the wing-eyed one.
Yeah, it is.
And a Bezos eye.
Jeff Reno Bezos.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, it's still...
It looks a little better.
Yeah, she's still got to heal up.
Do you think you can grab the eyeballs and kind of move them?
I think.
Because it almost looks like they've set it up where she's looking sideways, mm-hmm. but then the eyes are looking into the camera, right? Like a seductive.
Or isn't there like just eyes that do that? Like you can buy like a Halloween store where
everything that'll follow you.
Yeah, no matter where you are, it looks like the eyes looking at you.
Well, I think these ones you can turn them. I'm sure there's some kind
of. Yeah, I don't know. They definitely winged one right out of. Shaped last time, so
yeah, and they did. That guy knocked it loose.
Man, oh man,
oh, that poor the dolls she makes, they look like they're all going, help me.
Yeah,
they do. They look like they are trapped. Susan's with us here. Hey, Susan, how are you? Hello.
Oh, you know what? I
read what? The name I wasn't supposed to read.
She's gone.
Oopsie. She was going to do it, but now she's like, I don't want them.
Yeah, that's smart.
Oh, sorry about that.
See, that's they shouldn't put the real names up there. Sons of bitches.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah, she wanted one made of her.
Really?
Guy.
I'll tell you why. You got 10.5 inches I'll never forget. I need them. I'll never find a man like him again. You'll have to recreate him.
Yeah. I guess there was a Black Mirror episode right about
this. Yeah, I was going to say that. They had it so that they had taken text messages and emails and all these communications with the dead and then turned it into the AI personality.
Oh, into a robot?
And then there would be like a doll that you could get that had it, you know. It was like a robot, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Someone said, I need the doll now for when my husband is drinking. Ouch.
What I'm saying is when he's drunky, he can't get an erection. Classic. Soft serve in the summer.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. I want one made of her when she's alive because when I F her, it's like she's dead anyway.
Oh, my God.
The doll would probably be more fun.
My goodness.
Jesus Christ. My wife is alive and well, but I'm going to order one because hashtag she don't give it up. Huh?
Yeah,
ooh, and then that sends a message, huh? When the doll shows up, right. It's like, oh, that's you. It's a doll of you.
The doll of you's here.
Wife buys it. She's like, I don't want to have sex with you. Here you go. Here's a doll.
Yeah,
this one's a little better than you. Look at that.
Oh my goodness. I'll give you a complex. Yeah. This guy would do it if the doll was of her at 20 when they met.
Terrible thing to say.
Oh, that's horrible. You're lucky that your lady doesn't know who you are.
Yeah. Crazy.
There's a bunch of guys. Some guy said I would like that 20 pounds ago.
Oh. That's so mean. I mean, this is like this. That's why you don't do it. But like, they're not going to offer a doll that looks like real people. All the dolls are in great shape.
Yeah, you're not going to get an obese. Well, what if someone wants an obese, like their obese husband died, and they want to... I'm sure they could do it.
They could, but
you know how much it would cost for all that extra?
Those droopy boobs.
They had the droopy boobs, but...
For all the guys texting in, all that stuff, I mean, I'm sure you're not, you know, they're not big lookers either.
Right.
Yeah.
We're sure your wife
you
would
ain't
want,
killing
like,
it either, 20, fella.
20 pounds less.
Why don't you look in the mirror, you freak?
Yeah, fat ass.
I have to speak up for the lady.
Yeah, she does.
She's like, listen, fat fingered texter. Listen, you think you're looking good 30 years into it?
No.
I doubt it. Nice hairline. Chubbs.
I love Lisa.
The great thing is, you're going to die first. This woman said, my fiance is 6'4". I wouldn't even know where to keep him.
Well, 6'4", so
he's too tall to hide, yeah. I guess.
Under the bed with all your other sex toys.
Yeah.
Right. Just fold him into oblivion.
In a trunk. Shove him down.
Yeah. And this guy said he would definitely get a sex doll made of his spouse. He said because she's a 10 and I'm 6 on a good day, so I'm never going to do any better than her.
Hmm.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Fun.
You found one sweet one.
Yeah, one nice guy in there amongst
I'd
hundreds of
I'd love to replace
texts.
That fat bitch I married. God, she's such a monster. I'm just disgusted by her. She looked good for about 20 minutes in 1978.
Someone said, my girlfriend
you
just
know,
texted.
Looker.
My girlfriend just texted me saying she'd get a mold of my penis made for sure.
See? Mm.
That's nice. What a nice tribute. Mm. A penis tribute. But there's a lot of mean spouses.
Yes.
So luckily, most people wouldn't do this. 9%, only 9% of our listeners would get a sex doll.
Yeah. Made.
Someone said, I would get a sex doll, but it'd have more than the one position she currently offers.
Jesus.
Mm. A lot of unhappy men
out
there.
Oh, my God. I'm sick of my girl's bits now. Why would I want to recreate them when she's gone?
Oh. Love is in the air.
Jason. Taking all this in?
Oh, come on, don't. That's not nice.
Sorry.
Come on.
Man.
Poor guy about to get married doesn't need to hear that kind of business.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.